G'day, welcome to Partakers and to our series where we are looking at excerpts from the teachings of Seraphim of Sarov of the 18th and 19th centuries. He is one of the most renowned Russian saints in the Eastern Orthodox Church. Part 13. Feats. Blessed Seraphim told those followers who strove to take excessive feats upon themselves that not complaining and humbly bearing insults are our veregi and our hair shirt. The word veregi in Russian means iron chains and various weights. A hair shirt is clothing made of thick, very coarse wool. Some ascetics wore these things to burden their body. It is not necessary to undertake feats beyond one's strength. Instead, one must try to keep our friend, that is our body, right and capable of performing virtues. One must follow the middle route, turning neither to the right hand nor the left, Proverbs 4 verse 27, giving the spirit the spiritual and the body the physical things necessary for maintaining temporal life. One should also not refuse that which society legally demands, according to the words of the Gospel. Render to Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Matthew 22, verse 21. One should condescend to one's soul in its infirmities and imperfections, endure one's deficiencies as we bear the failings of others, not become lazy, and continually urge oneself to be better. If you have eaten too much food or done anything else related to human weakness, do not be upset. Do not add injury to injury, but urging yourself to correction, courageously try to keep spiritual peace according to the words of the Apostle. Happy is he that condemns not himself in that thing which he allows. Romans 14 verse 22. The same meaning is contained in the words of our Saviour. Except you be converted and become as little children, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 18 verse 3. Any success in any area we must assign to the Lord alone and say with the prophet, not to us, O Lord, not to us, but unto your name give glory. Thanks for listening as we look at this ancient book of the church. Come back every day to Partakers, www.partakers.co.uk, where there is something added to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. See you later. Dave Roberts, signing out.